This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hey, man, not all of us make as much money as you do.
Okay.
So sometimes...
My mistake.
Aaron? What? Did you want to say something? It seemed like you were having a little vowel movement over there. What's going on? There's a new trend where people bring some food along with them to establishments.
Ugh.
What?
That's like a restaurant that serves food.
But what if it's a coffee shop?
Okay.
That also serves a little bit of food, but they don't serve.
They have like pastries.
Yeah.
Like nothing too crazy.
Right, but I'm hankering for a footlong, a $5 footlong.
Okay. Okay, then.
Can I bring my $5 footlong? Can I order a coffee and sit down? Because people are doing it.
No.
Or if you want, like, I have a little breakfast sandwich.
I say yes.
I want coffee and a breakfast sandwich. And I don't want to, like, the breakfast sandwiches at this particular place are $22. But I happen to throw together one at my house for $1.95 because eggs are cheap.
Okay.
Cheese is cheap. Sausage
is
cheap.
So is coffee. Why don't you just bring your own coffee while you're at it? And then use their
if I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay. You could just use their bathroom and...
So you are really a guy who's not going to allow...
You could ask for a water cup and then fill it up with soda. Like, why not?
That's not the same. You're saying that's the same thing. That is stealing.
Yes.
If you say you want water and you
I think if you bring in outside food, you're stealing because that's the table that's meant... You're taking up space that's meant for...
But I still bought something for that table. There's not a minimum buy to sit at that table. Like...
A coffee shop is a weird example. I think even people, if you just go and just sit on your computer all day at a coffee shop, is a little like you're mooching a little bit. But coffee, they position themselves as a
work
come
spot,
use the Wi-Fi.
Your third spot.
But just a restaurant, absolutely not. You can't bring in outside food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
So you're saying, as a man who has a 1-year-old daughter, you've never rolled into Culver's with a little handful of Cheerios that you can put on the table that Hazel can munch on?
Specifically not Culver's, no, because she eats the fries and the cheese curds. Like an American. She's my daughter. Why don't you bring Cheerios?
And 1-year-old
yes.
cheese curds.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but I know the little yogurt melts. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Those. Mm-hmm. You've had a pocket full of those, and you've rolled into a place, and you... It's the scatter drill of them hitting the thing, and it's like, ha! And then they're going to be satisfied, and they're going to be eating them for a little while. You just brought in outside food, man.
The yogurt melts, yeah, we've done that. We've done the yogurt melts.
Oh.
Yeah, but never the applesauce. That's another easy one. We buy the applesauce, because places sell applesauce now as a kid's meal. You can get the fries or applesauce.
But it's not the...
You buy it. Because
no,
we're eating
don't.
There.
You're allowed to bring that in because you're buying a meal. Like, you can bring in extra food. If let's say Aaron Celiac kicked up 4 more notches than it is right now. But we're doing a team building at Johnny's Gluten Hut.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Are you a gluten for punishment? That's their tagline.
Nice.
And you just go in there and everybody's just bloated.
Yeah, wow.
But with Aaron... Like, we're having a meeting there. Our big bosses are there. Aaron's going to come in. So, here's our options. Kill Aaron.
Okay.
Stop.
Or Aaron abstains.
And brings a sack lunch in front of all the big bosses and stuff?
Because
that looks terrible.
No, she just brings a couple little things. She's got a little...
Cheerios.
Yes. Can you eat Cheerios?
Yeah.
Oh. You can?
Yeah, they're
gluten-free.
No, they're gluten-free.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they're rolled oats.
No, I know that the frosted ones are gluten-free.
Interesting.
God, you're such a traitor. I guarantee you like, they probably have gluten in them.
No, I will literally Google it right now.
I used to hate this. In high school, we had a buddy. We'd always go out to eat, and my buddy would come with a PB&J and a sack lunch, and he'd sit there with us, and he would not buy
anything. At the school, of course.
No, at a restaurant. We'd be eating a
restaurant.
So
you guys would go to a restaurant with your poor friend?
No, he was not poor. Any poorer than the rest of us were. He just didn't want to. He was cheap. He didn't want to spend any money.
Hold on. Left or right corner, gluten-free.
I can't see because you have that stupid privacy screen. Yeah.
I believe you if they're genuinely.
Okay. So, but and I was hitting because then
the employee always comes over and is like, oh, what? You can't have that here.
But
then we're involved in it, even though we didn't do anything wrong.
Why can't I, though? I understand from a monetary standpoint, but is he taking up oxygen? Is there like you and your other friend, we're going to get a table for two and there's four chairs at it. So why can't he just sit in that chair? Is he hurting anyone?
He could sit in that chair, but he can't bring in other food.
Why can't he?
Because then you're going to start tempting all the other people at the other, like, oh, what do you got over there?
No,
no one's going to look you at could my bring sad
in,
like, salad.
You could bring in a birthday cake if you're having a party there and if you've rented the space, you could
that
bring a birthday cake.
That to me is
in.
Worse.
I agree.
Because most times then you actually burden them for that. I've always hated that thing. It's like, oh, I got there early and I asked them to store this birthday cake in their fridge until it was ready. And it's like, now you're you're burdening them.
That's too much.
You know what else I've seen? This is the best life hack you're ever going to get in your life, people. So listen up. You're going to want, no, you don't drink. People, what you do is you take yourself a box of Franzia, you know, the boxed wine.
Sure.
You wrap it like it's a present.
Okay.
And then with kid paper. And then when you're having the party at Jump City or wherever, all the presents are just sitting on a table. Well, one of the presents has a spout on the front. So you'd have to pay their drink prices. Okay. You just walk up to the one present, tip it forward a little bit.
How do you hide the cups?
Yeah. And kids, which present are you getting your punch out of?
No, you just buy a soda from them or whatever. And then just dump that out and just drink Franzia out of a Coke cup all day. Bring your own Coke cups in. Here's the thing that I've never understood is people like you who are anti this go, well, it's the FDA or whatever, whoever, food, yeah.
Yeah. The FDA. You're,
like, what if somebody gets sick? It's like, if he got sick, he's not going to sue the restaurant. He has no receipt. He can't say, I got sick on the PB&J. Other people aren't breathing in his peanut butter fumes and going to die. No one gets harmed by your buddy bringing. So all you
I
did,
just think it's uncouth. I think if you don't want to eat at the restaurant, then just don't go to the restaurant. Go somewhere else.
So then he doesn't
else.
Get to be
go
friends
a,
with
go
you.
Go to a public park. Go
but he
anywhere.
Doesn't get to be friends with you because you guys were going to the restaurant. That's not fair.
And then he can't hang out. Does he have to just wait in the car?
You're ostracizing him.
Because we want to eat at a restaurant.
What race was he? Was he a different religion?
Oh my gosh.
It was Iowa and he was white.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.